Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Stoney Jansen from Allen Park, home of Lions training camp, the home of Hard Knocks.
Yes.
Training camp with the Detroit Lions.
At least for a few more weeks.
That is correct. Episode 1. 248-539-9797. I want to get people's reactions. I thought it was really, really good. Maybe we knew too much going in, so I wasn't as surprised by certain things. The focus, at least in episode one, was more on the experience of the coaching staff.
Yeah.
The potty mouth of Dan Campbell, which was great. I thought he is who he is, and as the coaches talked about it, you know, he looked, you know, if those who don't know him or have seen him or heard him, I got a text from one of my friends who thought it, they said, "What's your coach is like high school Harry here." I said, "No, that's who he is.
That's who he's genuinely that guy.
Right.
He's not putting on an act.
No.
He's not, you know, when he goes out to practice, it's not, hey, I'm going to be this way at practice because that's how I feel a coach is supposed to be. This is how I'm going to be in the meetings. He is the exact same dude from the moment he wakes up to the moment he goes to bed. And it doesn't matter if there's a microphone in front of his face. Now, he may self-edit a little bit when there's a public microphone in his face.
Right.
Not for Hard Knocks, though.
No. And I didn't realize because my wife was very impressed by the fact of all the when he did the up downs,
yes,
because she knows her husband couldn't do those. How many of those could you do right now? Could you have done as much as
I could have done? I could have matched him
right now.
Yeah,
I suppose. Okay.
Maybe. When are we talking? Like 20 years ago in my prime?
Yeah. Obviously, you could have done that, but you know, I see you hobbling around a little bit. You know, so I just wonder.
Hey, when the whistle blows,
okay,
you go.
I get you. So that was pretty. I didn't realize that he got hurt. You know, when he fell, with his dogs, he fell down in his house.
No, he's got a baby gate for the dogs.
I know.
Here's what I want to ask him next time. Like, are those dogs like, okay, the persona of Dan Campbell is that he would have, I would think, a big dog.
Right.
Or multiple big dogs.
Right.
It sounded like
little chihuahuas.
Yeah.
Schnauzers.
Yeah, little dogs. I want to know what the hell's going on there.
Yeah. I know. Obviously, the coaching staff, the love and the appreciation they have a lot for each other and for Dan Campbell, that was real. The Aiden Hutchinson, you know, they showed obviously his parents, his little story, and of course the talent part where he sang Billie Jean. False starting, you got off to a bad start.
Yeah.
Do it again. And Malcolm Rodriguez, a little dancing, that was that was fun. It was well done, obviously.
The anxiety.
That's what NFL Films does.
Yeah, the anxiety that goes into that moment where you know you're going to have to get up and perform and sing something that you are not comfortable doing and sing or dance in front of a whole cast of new characters.
Mm-hmm.
Because you do that when you go to training camp as a freshman in college. You've got to sing in front of the team. You got to do certain things like that because it's not hazing. It's just
right.
It's just fun.
Okay.
So it would become hazing if the comments. It depends how it's handled by the crowd.
Right.
All right. So what you saw was not hazing. That was a part of just, hey, a rite of passage and a fun moment for a team to share, putting a little pressure on a rookie. But the anxiety of preparing for that moment. I remember that.
All right. So what did you have to do? What did you say? Predated you, but I always remember hearing the stories and actually some video when the rookies did it, they had to sing their fight songs from their college.
Different teams do different things. So generally when you get up there, you do what they did. Hey, it's name, what's your school,
Your signing bonus, University of Michigan. My signing bonus was $23 million.
Everybody goes.
And then Malcolm
nuts.
Rodriguez was $100,000, right?
Yeah.
All you heard was $100.
Right.
Never really heard $1,000.
Yeah.
Like $100.
$100. Yeah.
No, I don't think so.
But yeah, so the song that I sang was "The Devil Went Down to Georgia" by Charlie Daniels Band. And again, every team does it a little bit different. So for me, when I was a rookie with Washington, Norv Turner was our head coach, and he had hired a band. We had at the end of training camp, because we didn't do it right at the beginning. We did it at the end of training camp, and he had hired a band. We went up to the Crab Shack because we were up at Frostburg, Maryland, and the band would play along. So you had a beat, you had something,
right.
And the band would – okay, if you were terrible, the band would
– stop.
Cover you up.
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't as bad. I mean, the buildup was as bad. But mm-hmm. But last night, I mean, Aiden Hutchinson – that he was rolling solo. But then when the team starts to get into it, that's one of those team-building moments. And those guys that were in that room, whether it was good or bad, everybody can give their reviews. But they'll be talking about that moment throughout the course of the season, throughout Aiden's career, because it's just that team shared experience.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. 248-539-9797, the telephone number and the text as well. I'll play a few little cuts here from the show. This is Dan Campbell in one of his speeches. He was great in this thing, you know, and even the calm moments when they actually interviewed him, I really liked him. Here he's talking about the players. Yeah, it was a rough practice. It seemed like he was almost crying, and a friend of mine says, man, he cries. I cry every Sunday. I've cried every Sunday for watching them play for 50 years, one of my friends said. But, look, he is who he is, and I think that's great. Look, is it going to – is them being on Hard Knocks and seeing them exposed, you know, to the national stage, mm-hmm. It's cool and all that. Is it going to mean anything once the games start?
No.
And that's what he will be judged. This coaching staff, these players will be judged by what happens on Sunday. The main, body of work would be the staff.
Yeah.
And they focused on these guys as players and how many games they played and, you know, coached. And they showed the little highlights of all of them, which I thought was pretty cool. And, of course, Antoine Randle-El throwing the touchdown pass at the Super Bowl and Ford Field, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Hank Fraley, Deuce Staley, Kelvin Shepard, Aaron Glenn.
Mark Brunell.
Brunell, yeah.
I mean, it was – I was a little disappointed I didn't see a Redskins highlight because Brunell had time. Obviously, he was a headliner for the Jags.
Yes.
Randle-El played for us, but his headliner was obviously what we saw in the Super Bowl and with the Steelers.
Well, Brunell also, if I'm not mistaken, wasn't he – first, he was a backup in Green Bay and then went to Jacksonville. Yeah. The other way around.
He went to Jacksonville in the expansion draft.
Yeah, right. So, he had a very good pro career. There's no doubt he was a very good quarterback. So, like I said, focusing on the coaching staff, and in particular, the love-hate relationship, respect, whatever you want to call it, Aaron Glenn and Deuce Staley. Aaron Glenn, the defensive coordinator. Deuce Staley, the assistant head coach, running game coordinator, whatever you call him. Staley was a terrific, not a great player, but a really good player for the Philadelphia Eagles. Yes, he did. Aaron Glenn, really good career, mostly with the New York Jets out of Texas A&M. Here's a little of the back and forth between these guys.
Yep. That is, it was awesome.
It was great to see. Gov, Greg, I don't know if you guys stayed up to watch it, and if so, what do you guys think?
I didn't stay up to watch it. It's just I was planning on getting here about 4:50 today, so it just wasn't going to work. You know, from what I've heard and I've read the reviews, Kyle Meinke did an absolutely wonderful review on MLive if you want to read something about
it.
I don't think there was anything too outlandish or surprising. I think this is kind of what we came to expect. I think it's going to be the further episodes that are going to be more telling about this team. You know, in terms of when
we get to talk more about the players.
Yeah, and, you know, ultimately cuts and all that. But, look, I've personally never been, like, a huge Hard Knocks guy, and I've never been an anti-Hard Knocks guy. I just kind of I can't recall many, like, humongous things ever coming out of Hard Knocks. Like, that are...
No, it's entertainment.
Yeah, it is, exactly.
That's the value of it.
You know, it is. It brings you inside, and he's confirming Campbell and the assistants everything that they want to do here. There is an attempt to change the culture here. There's been other attempts. I think this coaching staff is owning it. I think ownership is owning it for the first time.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, we know that there's been a change in culture behind the scenes the last year and a half, ever since Campbell and Holmes were brought in. I think that's spearheaded by Chris Spielman. I think Chris Spielman is owning what's transpired with this franchise. And they're making an honest attempt to try to legitimately change this thing forever. You know, the Patriots were not a very good franchise, okay? They had made a Super Bowl in the 80s. They got trucked by the Bears, you know. Other than that, they were never really that good. Then they brought in Parcells, and he kind of made some steps. But it was Belichick and then ultimately Brady. You got to win, you know.
There's no doubt about that.
You have to – I've always said, let's enjoy the ride. And I think let's enjoy this for now. This was this entertainment.
It was very entertaining. Greg, did you see any of it?
Yes. I was I flipped on the HBO app. Mm-hmm. And I didn't have the password. My wife came home at 9:55 and asked her for the HBO password, so I did have that. And, you know, I had asked, you know, Sarah, you know, hey, did you want to watch it together? She said, okay, I mean, maybe. So I started watching it, and then she comes in kind of later, maybe midway through the show, and she's, you know, she's watching there and standing there as a, okay, I'm just going to watch a couple minutes of this and then go to bed. And she stayed through the whole thing. And look, I like seeing her opinion of this, because she's not married to this football culture, has to be radio guy with hot takes. So I appreciate what she thinks about it. And she was struck by Dan Campbell. And when she saw Dan Campbell speak, she would say, you know, I like that guy. I would play for that guy. She loved hearing Jamal Williams and how emotionally vulnerable Jamal Williams made himself when he talks after practice.
That's great. You're right.
And you got to hear a more extended cut of Aaron Glenn versus Deuce Staley, and she could not get enough of that. She absolutely loved that.
It was terrific. Our telephone number, go ahead.
Oh, I did want to say one thing that it's maybe under the radar, but I think it struck me was Penei Sewell versus Aiden Hutchinson. You got a sense of the mutual competitive respect that those two have for one another. That sometimes Aiden would get the best of Penei Sewell, sometimes Penei Sewell would get the best of Aiden, and then you hear them talk about one another, and they said, you know, that guy's really good, and I can see the greatness that can be coming from him. And you saw those two players talk about one another. And then I've seen from, say, Nick Baumgartner covering the team this week, how much Aiden has improved going up against Penei Sewell in his second week in pads in practice in Allen Park.
And they all said iron sharpens iron. Our telephone number, 248-539-9797. Hard Knocks debuted. You saw it? What'd you think? 97 won the ticket.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too.
Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.